Well, coming up this weekend, the folks in Exira are having their usual midsummer blast. Here it's the 4th of July celebration. Hometown Pride is what they're calling it this year for Exira's 158th 4th of July party. And Abby Rasmussen is with us this morning. Abby is the president of the Exira Community Club, and she's been helping to guide and assist in putting a big program together this year. Abby, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Happy to be here.
How's the planning gone so far?
You know, a lot of us have been doing this for a few years now, so I hate to say it, but I think it does get a little bit easier each year. So, I think we're in pretty good shape for this upcoming weekend.
Well, Abby, I got to say, I have heard so many people say, oh, this is terrible with 4th of July falling on a Tuesday in the middle of the week. It breaks things up. It makes a mess of things. I see in Exira, you guys decided, heck, let's just go ahead and have a big party for all 5 days.
Yep, that's right. We just say the more the merrier, and we kind of follow that strong tradition of keeping the parade on the 4th if we can. And so, yeah, you get a little midday break here. Come up to Exira and enjoy some festivities.
You bet. Well, at the risk of just kind of reading through the list of activities going on, let's kind of bounce through day by day and kind of give folks an idea of what to expect, because y'all are starting here this Friday.
Yes, we just kind of got a relaxed way to kick off the weekend. We're going to, you know, try to showcase our hometown pride by encouraging people to shop locally and visit our shops. We've got some new ones in town that we'd love for you to see and offer or welcome any vendors that want to come sit up in the park and sell their produce or their homemade items. We'll have pizza available and some Spartan pizza. People that are in town for the road run, they can pick up their packets and grab a drink at our event center in our lounge if they'd like. And like I said, just kind of a relaxed evening to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, kind of get their legs under them before all the activities really get going this weekend. And mentioned picking up the packets for the road race. That gets going early Saturday morning, it looks like.
Yep. Yep, we kick off at 7:45 with the 10K, followed by the 5K, and then we've got the fun run and walk. So you're welcome to walk any of these events if that's more your speed. If you don't like any of those activities, you can still come and visit the Masons. They'll be serving breakfast from 8 to 10 at the old fire hall that morning.
Okay, plenty to do, and I would assume lots of things going on throughout the day anyway around the community as it would on a Saturday.
Yes. Yep, and followed by that, I guess you could head on down to our Legion Park. They'll have the co-ed softball tournament going. We've got 10 teams signed up for that. There'll be concessions down there before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very good. All right, get outdoors. That's what we want to do, because a lot of this stuff is all outdoor stuff. It's the middle of summer. We want to be out and enjoying, and besides, you work up a little sweat, that gets you a little thirsty.
It sure does, yeah. So on Sunday, you can come visit us at there's an alumni coffee going on to celebrate, kind of feature the class of 1973 at the Lions Building. TJ's Poorhouse will have cold beverages and a bags tournament at 2 o'clock. And then we've got that night, we'll kick off the Grand River Rodeo, the first night performance on that with kids mutton busting and the full rodeo.
Very good. Lots and lots of stuff going on. I see. It looks like Monday and Tuesday are kind of the big days. You're still going to cycle everything around the 4th of July, and it looks like folks are going to have a lot of fun with a lot of things they're familiar with.
Yes. Yep. Like I said, kind of tradition. So we've always had our community barbecue. We'll have our beer garden uptown, live band in the gazebo. TJ's Poorhouse, again, will be hosting our street dance that night featuring Platte River Showdown. And then that'll be our second night of the rodeo, again, 6 o'clock start time down at Kickapoo Park. And then the big thing the kids love is Scott's Amusements is coming back, and you can get pre-sale tickets for that, save you a little money. We've got wristbands good for 4 to 7 o'clock that evening.
Okay, very good. Now, the amusement's going to be happening, what, Monday and Tuesday, is that right?
Monday and Tuesday, yep, the carnival will be going.
Okay, so for folks who want to keep the kids busy, those are the days you really want to make sure you bring them down
That's
to the
right.
area. Very good. Well, Tuesday's a big day. I'm just going to let you take off and go, because you got a lot going on Tuesday, July 4th.
Yeah, this year we kick off with the foot races like normal at 9 o'clock. That's in front of Dollar General. There will be food vendors and things going on all day in the park. Again, the beer garden starts right away that morning, and then obviously everybody loves the 4th of July parade. Kicks off at 10:30. Again, registration for that is free. So we encourage anybody to come up and enter a float or a event in that. We've got, again, the amusements. I think they're going to start at 11 o'clock that day. And then we've got some entertainment right after in the park. We got Villa Dance bringing up a lot of acts that's always popular, starting at about 12:15. Then we've got Taco Cat playing in the gazebo for some live music. The kids love the tractor pull. That starts at 4 o'clock. And then, you know, ending with our hometown pride, grand fireworks display at dusk up at the football field.
All right. A full day of activities and events. Food is a big thing. You've kind of touched on some of the food options there during the weekend, but there'll be plenty of them, won't there?
Yep. We've got barbecue and Mexican and pizza, snow cones. The carnival will be having their, you know, funnel cakes and corn dogs. So we've got the new restaurant in town will be open. So yeah, there should be plenty of places. The church food stands got their traditional maid rites and homemade pies. So plenty of good things to enjoy.
Okay. If folks missed out on any of these things individually, because I know we talked about a lot, can they find more information like online, for example?
They sure can. Facebook is the best place to check out. We've got our full schedule events plus a couple other things. One thing I did want to point out that I didn't is on the 4th of July, our local Legion, American Legion Post was able to bring down Scott Eichmann's Final Stand, which is a tribute to all those that served in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflict. And it's like a 6'7", almost 1,000-pound scrap metal tribute to all those. They just say pictures don't do it justice, and that will be on display on the 4th in the just north of our town square in the old auto clinic. So that is something that we will be quite the sight to see, and we're pretty lucky to have that in town.
Yeah, I've seen a few photos of that, and I'm sure you're right. The photos are impressive, but to be able to stand in front of that and actually take that in, do you expect that to be a popular attraction this weekend?
I do think that will be very popular. I think it's in a nice spot. So a lot of people enjoy the parade in our park. So, you know, all afternoon they can be walking over and checking that out. Along with, we've got our new museum location, which is just a block east of the park, and that will also be open that afternoon. So, yeah, there'll be some different things to come and enjoy while you're in town.
All right, very good. Lots going on there. Abby, I have to ask you, because you kind of play it down a little bit, saying, well, you know, it's a lot of these things happen year after year, so, you know, we kind of fill in the blanks here and there, but this has been going on for a long time, 158 different times you've done this now. There's got to be a little weight to that, you know, knowing that so many people that came before you put together such a fun opportunity for folks, and you want it to continue. The committee has to, I'm sure they work hard at some of the things to fill in some of those gaps and to make this do go off as smoothly as possible.
We do. There is, you know, I'm not going to lie, there is pressure on us. We feel like each year we want to put on a good show. We know so many people come back and visit family and friends and are, you know, from surrounding communities. So we certainly try to think of, you know, all those little things to make sure everybody has an enjoyable, safe time while they're here. And we just appreciate people coming back year after year. And we don't plan to stop. So,
well, good. You find a good thing, you just keep it going. That makes sense. And, you know, we talk about it being the middle of the summer thing, but it really is kind of the beginning of a big period, because not too long after this, just not too more than a few days later, you're going to get county fair starting there in Audubon County as well. So you're really kind of the kickoff to a lot of things happening.
Yes, we sure are. It's an exciting time, and families are busy, but I know I, for one, wouldn't want it any other way. It makes memories, and it's a good start to the summer fun.
Okay, very good. And again, do look for some of the opportunities there, too. A lot of times the shops might be open, give you an opportunity where they might not be open otherwise, to give you a chance to check some of those things out, too. Come with the family. It doesn't take a lot. Exira can accommodate a lot of folks. It does every year. The parking isn't too bad. You don't have to walk forever to get to where you want to go. It seems like it's all pretty user-friendly.
Yeah, yep, for sure. You just got to, I was going to say the streets fill up, but it's not undoable. And like you said, we you can find a good spot along the parade route and find a good old shade tree and, enjoy the day.
You bet. Well, the trail's right there too. So, you know, you can even ride your bike. So, you know, you can get there a lot of different ways. Very good. All right. Well, it sounds like they've spiffed everything up again this year in Exira for the 158th version of the 4th of July celebration. Hometown Pride, this year's theme. Again, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's a lot going on. I hope you don't burn out your volunteers, Abby. Have a good time.
All right. Thank you very much.